Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. We give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
Welcome, horror fans, and thank you for downloading The Horror Show. Sit back while your hosts Sean and Joe take you back in time to review your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies from yesteryear with their own twisted comedic view. Your hosts will remind you why you loved or hated those classic horror movies and other horror-related events. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to The Horror Show.
Everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show, the show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite horror movies and other horror related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
And we are now on the Fangoria Podcast Network.
Yes, we are.
Welcome, Fangoria fans. It's still mind blowing.
Yeah.
Stupid. I'm never going to stop saying that. Actually, I probably will eventually.
When they release us after this episode.
After the last episode with our buddy. We have a friend.
Yeah,
who wasn't supposed to be on last week's episode, but managed to sneak his way in pretty heavily.
Yeah, he had one job, to sit back and listen, and he just fucking leans forward immediately. Just like this show, we tell him, sit back, and as you're doing the intro, I don't know if you saw because you were doing your intro, he fucking leans forward and puts his beer down, and his fucking face is in the microphone again. And he starts wiping off the couch, making the most noise I've ever heard in my life. But we do have a special guest. He took some time off from watching Bachelor in Paradise to be here tonight. And
we have Paul, our buddy Paul.
Such a build up, and everyone's like, "Who?"
Hey, everyone.
Paul, that guy from nothing.
Yeah, that guy from nothing.
The guy you don't know.
Glad to be here.
The guy from terrible stories that we've told.
Yeah, you've heard us mention him a couple of times. Okay. He's an old buddy. Paul knows so much about cinema. He's just if you think you have a DVD collection, you should see Paul's and he will put you to shame.
And before we go through Paul's credits, I don't think I ever want a celebrity on here, because I think we should just have people that are like, wait, who? It's like Wayne's World. Like, oh, my buddy's coming downstairs now. Let's talk to him.
It is like Wayne's World.
Right? So we're just going to have people you have no idea who they are, and hopefully they make you laugh. Paul makes me laugh, so.
Oh, God.
Paul, you once watched how many movies in a week?
I think it was 52.
That is stupid.
It was impressive. And he went to all of his classes and the gym.
It's college, dude.
I pulled off, like, 50 in a month, and I thought that was good. No, I think it was like 40 in a month.
No, it was bad. It was like back to back to back to back.
Did you even enjoy yourself?
Some of the time. But I think I was like, I need to watch a movie that's 80 minutes or less.
Was boom. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was my gig.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning, all day.
Tetsuya.
No, I did not watch that
Guys,
piece of shit.
Anytime you hear Paul start a sentence and then stop, he's doing this face that we need to like get a picture of.
Yeah, we call it face. The Paul face.
Paul face is like my favorite. I wish it was an emoji.
The appalled face.
The appalled face, yeah. So Paul's here. He's going to be talking. We're doing creature features.
Yeah, we are.
Super excited about this.
You sound it.
I sound thrilled, right? What is a creature feature, though? This is started out of a fight between, I think, Joe and myself. Not really a fight, just like a...
a gentleman's
disagreement. Well, Joe's like binge watching all these terrible natural horror films with animals and shit in them. And he was calling them creature features.
He made me watch like six shark movies in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And they're all brutal.
That's not good.
Every one was terrible.
Yeah. And not all of them I would consider a creature feature. Some of them are.
But they all had creatures in it.
I'd rather watch Nat Geo, dude.
They all had animals in it.
Okay. So that's the... So yeah. What?
Here's my thing. Here's my key features for a creature feature.
It has to have a fucking creature in it.
Not human, right? Can we agree on that?
Right. So they all had animals in it.
Right. Could be animals or monsters. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Maybe. Is a werewolf a monster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a werewolf movie a creature feature?
Some people consider it that. I don't.
I would think so. No?
Here's my other
The Wolfman is
here's,
not a
here's, creature. Here's, well, it depends
creature
how
from
you
the
think
Black Lagoon is?
Creature from the Black Lagoon, I consider totally. Creature feature.
Well, it's in his name.
Thanks, Paul.
So
here's what my things were. I kind of thought about it, and I said, it can't be human. If it is an animal, it's got to be kind of modified in a way. Mutated.
I disagree.
Extraordinarily different. Not just a shark.
I know where you're going with this. You're attacking my favorite movie ever.
What, Jaws?
Yeah.
No, I'm not attacking.
But you don't think it's a creature feature?
No.
But it's a creature.
Giant killer shark.
It's a shark.
So you just call it a shark flick?
It's like a natural horror film.
All right. So
are the wolves in Frozen a creature feature?
Yes.
Joe, I'm going to disagree
with you. What?
It's wolves on Frozen? A ground. It's just wolves in the woods doing the wolf things.
Yeah, but the shark is terrorizing. Are you talking? I mean, I guess you stay out of the water, but.
You know what Frozen we're talking about.
Now I do. Now I do. The one with the ski lift?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, oh my god.
But sit back. I'm turning off. Let's turn off his mic. But no. So Jesus Christ. So to me, a creature feature especially has to do with animals. Like for instance, grizzly is a fucking creature feature.
Okay.
You disagree with that?
Well, yeah, but just cuz grizzly's fucking terrible.
But yeah, okay.
All right, what about Rogue?
What?
Rogue? With a giant,
giant alligator,
yeah,
is a creature feature.
Was he genetically modified?
No, he's
in
just
any
giant.
Way?
He's a fucking big alligator. Mm. He's a creature.
Well, that's why to me Jaws is kind of on the borderline because it's not your normal shark. It's a fucking humongous shark.
I just can't wait for Eli Ross Megalodon.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Meg,
yeah,
all day.
Here's my thing about the animals. I don't know how to word it. I don't know. The animal thing, and I'm not against the animals, but I feel like they have to be a little bit different. It can't just be an animal roaming its natural habitat, killing people.
But it's a creature.
It's a documentary.
No.
And creature features, like the shows that were actually called creature features back in like the 70s and 80s. I mean, they were airing monster movies, calling them creature features.
Sure. Like I consider Chud a creature feature.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
But I also consider alligator a creature feature.
Yeah.
If it's what?
If it's modified.
But it's not modified.
It's, or if it's giant. Excessive. If it's fucking an irregular sized alligator that's biting people, that happens in Florida like twice a day.
Yeah, but it doesn't bite that many people at once.
Or does it?
Well, that is the question. But I think that makes it a creature
feature. So what about anaconda?
That's a creature feature.
Yeah, yeah.
That's natural habitat and natural size.
That's not its natural. Have you watched that fucking movie?
Dude, the one with John Voight.
Are you claiming that's its natural size?
That's the way anacondas
act? The one that eats ice cube and regurgitates them.
Well, they're big as shit.
Well, yeah. But
All right, you're right.
And is like just hovering like 90% of the movie.
I didn't think about the fact that those are like 300 feet long.
Yeah,
it's that like, is a bit larger.
Yes.
But they're fucking huge to begin with. All right, whatever.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. But yeah, no, it doesn't like it. This was like, it was like picking up boats and shit and like looking people in the eyes. No, and like it still had up, enough, still had tail.
It threw up Ice Cube.
Then John Boyd Boing.
Total creature feature. But there's just, I don't know. I also think it's got to be a little campy though, too. Which is where it can fall into. And also, I was re-listening to that episode where I talk about Jaws, and I totally came off the wrong way because I was arguing something I wasn't trying to argue. Because my argument really was, though, it's too good of a movie to be a horror movie or a creature feature. It's just too good. It's such a good fucking movie.
I actually kind of understand where you're coming from with it, because most of the creature features I watch are fucking
trash. Yeah, giant trash. I mean, look at every other Jaws movie almost. And, well, Paul, do you like Jaws 2?
No.
Okay. So look at every other Jaws movie.
We rewatched Jaws 2.
It's awful.
It's so bad.
Yeah. A lot of people like it a lot. No, it's not good.
It was awful.
Jaws 3 is not good.
No, Jaws 4 is definitely a creature feature because that shark is a serial killer.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It literally hunts down the family.
Right. Even and it knows them by like
a thousand miles away, and it won't attack anyone but family members.
Right. That's, yes, exactly. I'm with you on that.
Serial killer shark.
But there's a lot of movies that people call creature features.
What about Cruel Jaws?
That's just a garbage.
Dude, it's fucking awesome.
No, it's not. Cruel Jaws. Is that the one that started in like a cave shot in like a darker film stock?
Yeah, prom night? Yeah, and the shark was just shaking things.
Yes. The shark killed people by causing like an avalanche underwater.
Yeah.
With rocks.
I loved it. Oh, it was the best of the Jaws
sequels. And nothing else. It's not a sequel. It's not.
It's called Jaws 5.
It's not called Jaws.
No, it's not.
You just told me that to watch. Don't watch it.
It's called Jaws 5.
I don't believe that.
No, it's not.
Maybe in Romania or something.
No, that's what it was. That's what it was. It was called Jaws 5 internationally because they could get away with it. They couldn't do it in America.
Wasn't that the one that had the Star Wars theme in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Cut and chopped and screwed.
Yeah.
Chopping and screwing Star Wars, even though they could have used the Jaws
theme. I actually went to the bathroom during that part because I was trying to get away from the movie for a couple minutes, and I came out, and he had paused and rewound it so that I could hear that theme, and I was so pissed. It did not work.
All right, so I don't think we solved anything.
I think we did. I think we did. I think we're coming to an agreement of some sort.
So you think werewolf movies are creature features?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Not either. Do you think alien movies?
I could see how people would say, no, because it's just a werewolf. Werewolves are good by themselves. They're not.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't need them. Vampires don't need creature.
What about? But see,
aliens? It depends on it too.
What about aliens?
Depends.
Do you consider aliens a creature feature?
I think that falls in the Jaws thing, where it's just too good to like. To me, like I said, like it's got to be a little campy.
Yeah, the thing is a creature, creature feature, and that's an alien.
I mean, I mean,
Wilford Brimley's trying to build a spaceship. spoiler.
He does have a solid point.
I think Alien is.
Yeah, I do consider the thing. Oh, fuck. You think Alien is? See, it's such a weird line because I consider Alien an alien movie, but I consider the thing a creature feature.
Like, it's very hard because.
I consider the thing too. But like, I think it's because Alien is so good, and I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it has to be like a beast with a horror-ish theme, obviously, because like a predator, like the Predator is obviously not.
To me, you just argued feature. Against Alien.
Like it's obviously like, but Predator is not a creature feature.
No,
not at all.
No, Predator's a jerk.
Yeah,
that's a sci-fi warrior with fucking guns.
Yeah, but like the Alien, it's like it's a horror movie.
I guess
it's a big beast.
Yeah,
fucking badass too.
I mean, it definitely.
I think it is personally. I don't
know. Do you consider District 9 a creature feature?
No, I don't.
Christopher Johnson's a fucking beast.
Christopher, you motherfucker. Christopher Johnson.
That's his name, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The big prom.
Yeah, no, I don't know. There's a weird line there. I just don't. I don't know if there is an answer, but I feel like there's a lot of on the line ones. But I'm with you with aliens. I don't. It just to me that's like Jaws. It's just too good. Like I don't even really consider that horror, which a lot of people do.
Alien?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely do.
I kind of just think it's sci-fi. I don't know.
But I mean, wasn't the tagline, no one could hear you scream in space?
Yeah.
Yeah. Horror.
I just noticed Paul slapping his knee. How long has he been doing that?
He's slapping his knee for like 2 minutes.
I just did.
I'm so mad. Once you told him to stop, I was like, oh my God. How long has he been doing that?
What the fuck is that noise?
No one will ever hear it.
No one will ever hear you scream.
In space. In or space.
Damn it, I ruined it.
Creature.
So, yeah, that's it. But no, I don't consider, like, I don't consider Dracula. I don't consider Wolfman. Creature from the Black Lagoon, though, I do. What about what about something like
The Mummy?
Mummy, I consider one because mummies are fucking garbage.
Do you? Literally.
Yeah, no, they are.
Shit wrapped in toilet paper.
Decay.
Do you consider Hitchcock's Birds a creature feature?
I don't think so.
I do.
Oh, that's a line. That's a weird line for me. Those birds.
I don't think so.
Those birds are just doing what birds do. Poking eyes out. Like they do on a daily basis.
That's my point. You're proving my point. It's a fucking creature feature.
Do they ever discuss why the birds are doing that in that movie? I haven't seen it in so long. I almost said I never seen it.
I don't think so.
I don't think they do either. They're just like...
Just being mad. Just woke up one day.
No, they start...
Birds got mad today.
They just start ramming the pet shop and then they just go ham. Start killing everyone.
Is that how it starts? They're breaking into the pet shop?
I think that's where the first attack happens.
Dude, you know what's funny about
the birds? They never stop, man. You think they did? Nope.
Is Hitchcock made that so long ago and everybody loves it. And if M. Night Shyamalan made that today, everyone would be like, oh my God, this
dude,
is so
if
fucking
If M. Night Shyamalan
stupid.
Made that, I'd
People
get thrown
be
off IMDb.
So mad. People would be so fucking mad. You're right. That is so funny.
What we're talking about is like, well, obviously you can't compare the birds to the happening, but the premise is like, you know, the birds would start attacking. People would be like, this is fucking
Honestly, though,
stupid
I'm pretty
shit.
Sure if M. Night Shyamalan made like The Godfather, people would be like... Bullshit. This fucking sucks.
Well, I mean, it would.
But we're off
That
path.
Would be the twist.
We're off topic.
The twist would be it's not.
And this is the second... this is
not the Godfather at all.
This is the second episode that we've recorded where we got off topic with M. Night Shyamalan.
Is it?
Yeah. Hmm. We literally just listed all the endings to M. Night Shyamalan in the last episode.
Oh, it's the one we just recorded? Oh, man, what a twist.
Oh, what a twist. Just like this, we're not talking about creature features anymore. Yeah. From here on out, we will be talking about... I don't know.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. That's the twist. The ultimate twist. That's so stupid. All right. So what we're going to do now is this episode, we're going to be talking about some of our favorites. Because I figure we kind of... Favorites are easy.
Yeah.
We'll probably breeze through it, and then our second episode will be our
about the shitty, shitty
the shittiest
shitty.
Creature, which is a lot. Do they outweigh the good ones?
I don't
want
to fucking hear it.
Do they outweigh the good
I've ones? Watched so many shitty creature features in the past 2 weeks.
No one made you do that. You did that before we even decided this, and then I said we should do that, and you're like, oh yeah. Probably so you felt like it wasn't a huge waste of time.
True. Touche.
Because that's what I would be. If after watching all those, I'd be like, I need a serious reason for why I've watched all of these. Serious fucking reason. All right. So, favorite creature features, monsters, animals, whatever it may be. Let's talk about it.
Also, I kind of want to, as we list our own, like, I want you to tell me if you don't consider it a creature feature.
Yeah, I think we can do that. I think we can do that. Also, while doing my research for this, I stumbled across a list of the best monster movies of all time.
See,
I'm going to tell you three movies on this list. By the way, most of them were your standards, right? Mm-hmm. Like your these are these three were on a list, and it was like top like 10 or 20. Hell Baby.
Oh no, that's not a horror movie. Or well, I mean that's not a creature feature.
Well, it's not, I don't even consider a monster.
I don't
movie.
Even know what
it's
it is.
Garbage.
I don't even know what it is. Yeah.
Again, if I say it one more time, people are going to kill me. This is the end.
That's a monster movie?
No.
This is on a list of the
Wait.
Best monster movies.
I think I saw this list.
It's a fucking garbage list. And then World War Z.
That's probably the most reasonable one. Of the
I mean,
three
it's reasonable,
listed.
But if I started that off, I should have started with that one. Because we would have been like,
That's, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I just had to put that in there because I was infuriated. I just wanted to delete that website from the internet. Like, why are you telling people that? Like, imagine if you're a kid and you're just trying to find some good monster movies and that you're like, oh, Hell Baby.
Yeah.
Let me add that to my queue. And then you watch Rob Corddry fucking have a toy baby that puts fire. Yeah. Fucking stupid. All right. So favorite horror.
Have you seen Bad Milo?
No, I haven't watched it yet. It's in my queue. Do you consider that a creature feature?
Well, it's about a mutated dick.
Wait, what?
Right?
That's all it's about?
Yeah. I thought it was just a monster he had.
No, you're thinking of Fido, right?
I'm thinking of...
Oh, wait, no. No, wait.
You're
wait.
Thinking of something else.
I am thinking of something else. Wait.
Bad Milo's an alien.
But it's in his butt. But there's a movie where some dude's dick is a monster.
I do know what you're talking about.
It's like a dude from Twilight, like a teenage heartthrob. He made some movie where his dick's a monster.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Did it make your list?
No.
Well, speaking of, is teeth a creature feature?
No.
I never saw it.
It's a vagina dentata.
I mean, it's not a monster, right?
No, it's a vagina.
Was she born that way?
Yeah, with teeth, dude.
I know the premise.
You got that for the title.
All right, so let's get into it. Favorite creature features.
Want me to start?
Monsters. Yeah, let's go with you.
I'll go with Godzilla, the 1998 version.
100%.
Wait, did you hear what I said?
Godzilla.
Yeah, the 1998 version.
Oh.
Oh, love Matthew Broderick. No, nobody likes that one.
The 1958 version.
I love any Godzilla.
Are you sure?
No. I like Come With Me by Puff Daddy and Jimmy Page.
All right, anyway. The 1958 Godzilla is one of my favorite movies ever. Do you consider it a creature feature?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
100%. Do you consider... So going off Godzilla, do you consider Jurassic Park a creature feature?
Kind of, but not really. I consider it a horror movie after our conversation.
Because Godzilla's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Lizard.
No, Godzilla is...
He's not a dinosaur. He shoots lasers.
No, yeah. Breathes ice and shoots lasers.
It's a giant monster exploitation flick.
Creature feature.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. It's absolutely. A man in a suit.
But yeah, I don't... Jurassic Park, no. Godzilla, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Did you see the new Godzilla? The most recent one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I did not.
Did you see...
It's pretty good if you've been waiting to see Godzilla swim.
Have you ever seen...
Wait, he doesn't just walk? I haven't seen it.
He fucking swims for like 30 minutes. He's like swimming to a bridge.
Godzilla swims in the old ones.
No, he just walks.
Not for this fucking
Doesn't he just walk out of the water?
He does everything in the old ones. Dude, Godzilla goes to like fucking space in the old ones.
Yeah, no, I know.
Well, yeah.
But we're talking about like water swimming is the problem we have.
Yeah. Sean, he's
the
like
a lizard goes to space. I guess so. Robot lizards.
No, I don't have a problem with him.
Mechagodzilla.
God damn it! I don't have a problem with him being able to swim. I have a problem with the movie wasting 40 minutes of screen time showing him swim to the destination.
I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, whatever.
Have you ever seen Godzilla 2000? The Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Where they kill 1998 Godzilla.
Yeah.
So fucking awesome. Fantastic. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Check it out. It's so good.
Is it scary to watch?
Oh. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, Godzilla is one of the best creature features of all time.
I agree with that. Paul, what's on your list?
The movie that should be on every list, The Thing.
That was my first
one, too. The greatest creature feature ever.
Yeah.
When I look back at it, like, and really analyze and think about specific scenes, it has some of the best scenes in any creature feature for me personally.
I agree. I mean, yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Like, maybe that's what separates that one. Like, when we're talking about aliens, like, it's not just, like, in aliens, it's just this, like, species of aliens. So it kind of, you're just like, well, that's a thing. But like in The Thing, it's like everywhere.
Right.
And it's got human faces on it and fucking dogs. And
yeah. So we all love John Carpenter's movies.
Yes.
Obviously, everyone should. Yeah. All you podcast listeners, you should all love John Carpenter.
Yeah.
Get with it.
How could you not like him?
But like Kurt Russell is a total boss. Great character.
Handsome.
Awesome setting.
Debonair.
Fantastic hair.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great hustle great, and bustle. Great beard, man. You got flamethrowers. Then there's the first scene when you actually see the thing is when it takes over the dogs in the kennel, yeah. Correct? And just like the actual like effects, because it's not CGI, it's like actual effects.
Yeah, physical effects.
is amazing.
That movie's so good.
It looks so awesome.
Now I want to watch New Nightmare. Then the thing.
Then you have the defibrillator scene.
Yeah.
When they're about to do the defibrillator and the chest opens up and just bites the guy's arms off and comes out with these bloody nubs.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It might be the perfect. No, I don't even consider it the perfect creature feature. Might be the perfect horror movie, though.
You have one that you consider the perfect?
It's so awesome.
So save it. Save it for later.
I do, actually. And it's going to piss everybody off. Good. But it's,
that's what I like to hear.
It's the Krites from Critters. Just kidding, but they're actually very good.
They were on my list.
Oh, yeah, they're on my list. Hmm. Big time.
So you go.
God, I'm quoting terrible comedies. What?
You go with Critters.
No. I'll go with. We're trying to name our. Like, oh, God. My list is.
We can name more than one.
No, I know, but I'm just. I want to start out strong here.
Not with Critters?
No, but that Critters is pretty strong. All right, I'm going to go with my favorite. I don't know where I want to go with this. The Blob.
Which one?
Either.
Fair enough. Both are on my list.
Yeah, they're both amazing.
Yeah.
And to me, honestly, kind of the epitome of a creature, because what the fuck is it?
You don't know what it is.
What the fuck is it? That is just a creature.
It is just a blob. Simply put, that's all it is. It's Nobody knows what it is. It's just that.
No, and it's amazing. And it just eats you?
Dude, when you think about the concept of the blob, like somebody pitched that in a fucking room. That was an idea for a movie. Some blob's going to come.
Leaks into a movie theater and overruns it.
So what do you mean blob? I mean a fucking blob. Yeah, that's just going to eat people.
It's just going to look like mud, but it just eats them. It's like, does it have teeth? No. It just kind of rolls over.
Yeah. It just blobs absorbs them.
Yeah. It just kind of gets near them, and people are stupid enough to go into it.
I feel like
it.
The guy that pitched it used blob for every verb during his pitch.
You know, he just blobs them.
Blobs them up.
No, no teeth. He just blobs them.
And we're going to get Steve McQueen to fucking star in this.
And how does it move? It kind of just blobs around. It just blobs around town, blobbing people.
I mean, that's the perfect way to describe it.
It really is. And that 80s one we discussed on a recent podcast, but that was just so fucking good rewatching that. Besides that dude's hair.
Yeah.
Which was awful. Like, forehead is fucking painful. But the rest of the movie was fantastic. I mean, the homeless guy with no arms. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd blob all over that guy so fast.
Jeez.
That's what Paul's going to go on Craigslist putting ads up for you. Discreet personals. Looking for somebody to blob over me. Blob around town with me. Oh, I hope that doesn't come off as homophobic. Joe, what else do you have?
I have a bunch, but I'm going to go with Alligator from 1980. Because we talked about Animal movies being creature features. You're good?
Yeah.
Talked about animal movies being creature features, and the movie Alligator is not well made, but it's but it's so entertaining to watch, and it's just campy enough where it's enjoyable, and it has Robert Forster in it. Like, I want to say he's overacting, but he's overacting so much that he's like not acting. I can't even describe it. And the alligator that they use in this movie is fucking enormous.
What year was it made?
1980.
Okay.
Like, it comes out and it just like ruins people's day. There's one great scene where kids are playing stickball, and then like the fire hydrant explodes and the alligator comes out, and some cop comes in, and the alligator obviously eats him in like the cop car.
The alligator comes out of a fire hydrant?
It comes out of a sewer.
Yeah.
Oh, a sewer.
Yeah, but like cracks the street. Oh, like, gotcha, earthquake. Gotcha. But then he eats the cop, and you're like thinking like, man, this alligator is huge. And then the next scene shows it walking down the alley, and it's like the size of a bus. It's like three times bigger than what I thought it would
be. What are the effects for that? Like, was it a prop?
Oh, it was a real alligator.
Oh, they just...
No, I don't know.
I thought they were going to do it like...
Like Grizzly 2?
Yeah, where it's just... No, like Night of the Night of Lepus.
Night of Lepus?
Where it was just bunnies filmed and real bunnies filmed it around miniatures.
Oh yeah, like frogs.
Yeah, so that's what I thought you meant. Like, it was just these real alligators walking through.
No. It's like, to me, the perfect campy creature feature. just campy enough. It's not miserable to sit through like some movies. Grizzly.
Grizzly was fucking...
Grizzly, we would just see paws on the screen.
Grizzly was the fucking worst.
Grizzly shoots a... We're going to say this for the next episode, but I'm going to say it again because I hate it so much. Grizzly like shoots a picture of an actual bear, and then when it's... Never mind. I don't want to talk about it.
Paul, what do you have?
I was going to go in another direction right now, but if we're talking strictly campy flicks...
We're not.
Well, now I want to because now I just want to talk.
Actually,
now I just want to talk about Night of the Creeps.
We actually run this podcast.
Night of the Creeps is so awesome. It's so much fun to watch.
Night of the Creeps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't cross my mind to be a creature feature.
It's kind of like.
Consider that like a zombie?
It's like.
They're dead.
Yeah. I mean, dead. They're these weird alien creature. Yeah.
That's true.
Things that like have to go into these people. It's not like I don't even know if I'd classify it as a real horror movie. It's like a horror comedy.
I don't know what
it's basically. Slither.
It's basically Slither. Or Slither from the 80s. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with it.
Except for that guy who says it's Miller time and starts shooting everything with a magnum, which is awesome.
That movie's great.
That movie is awesome.
That's a good choice. I didn't think.
I'll go with that with creature. I would have categorized it strictly as. Like zombie style, but I guess you're right.
Yeah, but it's not
the really aliens. Yeah,
is it? Yeah.
Those aliens are so funny. They make me laugh so hard. Every fucking scene. I've watched that movie like 3 times in like the last 2 years, and every time I see the alien for the first time, I laugh so fucking hard. It's so stupid looking. Like you almost can't even take it seriously. Yeah. But like you do. I don't know.
It's just... Stupid sound effects. Yeah. It's just like it's like a perfect like 85-minute. Dumb fun movie.
It looks like something like something that would be on like Adult Swim now. Like those aliens.
Yes,
like that would just be running around like Aqua Teen. It looks like fucking something out of Aqua Teen.
Yeah.
All right, next on my list, I've got a few. I'm gonna go with The Fly.
Oh.
I thought about putting that on my list. I didn't know if it counted enough as a creature feature because
it's hard to say because
he's turning into a fly.
He turns into it, but I mean, ultimately, Brundlefly is a creature. Certainly by the end.
I love saying Brundlefly.
It's such a stupid, funny name.
I don't love The Fly as much as you guys do.
Oh.
You guys both love The Fly.
I love David Cronenberg.
But
when he barfs all over the place.
No, it's disgusting.
The
mutation and the transformation basically is as good as it gets. It's
Cronenberg.
It's disgusting.
Totally off topic. Do you watch Rick and Morty?
I do not.
There's an episode where it's just all these disgusting mutated versions of humans, like the most disgusting. Just imagine like blobs of humans that like arms and face parts in all the wrong spots, a pile of human. And he refers to him as Cronenbergs.
Oh my god!
The entire episode.
That's awesome.
They call it like Planet of the Cronenbergs. And he's just like, look at all these stupid Cronenbergs running around. It's fucking. I just love it. Cronenberg's the best though. Fly. It's on that line for me, but ultimately, the dude turned himself into a fucking disgusting freak.
Yeah. So I guess yeah.
How sad is that ending too? I think I bring it up every time we talk about it.
It's pretty depressing.
Fucking. Just, I can't even think of it. I might cry. Being so miserable, you just want somebody to kill you and shoot you and kill you.
Yeah.
That's fun. Thanks for listening, guys.
So
that's like where you end it. Sorry to cut you off. That's like where you end it with like Mystery Science Theater's end credit music. Or like Pee-wee's end credit music. So depressing.
So sad.
It's so sad.
The Incredible Hulk.
Let's do another round, and then we'll talk about our favorite.
Oh, so this is our last round, and I have some really good ones.
Well, you can list them all.
I'm going to go with Thanksgiving.
Dude, nobody loves Thanksgiving more than Joe.
No.
100%. Dude, if he could watch that movie every day, he would.
I think he would.
I think it's the funniest fucking movie I've ever seen.
It's pretty great. I can't wait to do it this year for Thanksgiving. Actually, how about every Thanksgiving we just do the first one over and over again?
Okay. I would do if you asked me to do Thanksgiving for every episode for the rest of our show. I would say yeah.
Is Thanksgiving the one with the sequel? Is Thanksgiving 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Which me and Joe got.
Dude, that's so genius.
Yeah, I'm not arguing, but Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, it's so stupid.
No,
it just confuses everyone. It's not. No.
What kind of a jerk director? He's a genius.
Fine.
But it's a great movie. Perfect creature feature.
I'll take it back, and I'll go with Tremors.
That's a great one.
That's a classic.
I mean, it's an ultimate creature feature.
I agree.
You don't really know what they are.
I agree.
Giant.
Fucking tapping your Paul legs.
Paul's fucking drumming on his legs again like an asshole. I'm trying to talk into this goddamn microphone. Everything's going to shit now.
Everything's going that was to the shit.
Cat. It was not the cat.
All right. So you go Tremors. Awesome pick. I think Buzz Breadsticks took issue with us talking about Tremors on like our second episode, and because he didn't think it was a horror movie.
Well, he's an idiot.
But I kind of get it because it's like I'm having a Stephen Hawking's moment about horror movies right now. I'm just like,
I can't walk.
Wait. No, I was like trying to think of this formula for trying to determine what a horror movie is. Because maybe Tremors isn't the perfect horror movie, but it's a great creature feature, which is a horror. So you have to lump it into the category.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was really exciting.
Paul?
I absolutely love The Descent. Would you classify them as creatures?
I see. Oh, it was a tough one.
They're
for me
underground
too.
Dwellers. Like a chud.
Like a fucking chud.
And they're
like
cannibalistic.
A chud. Dude, that movie was frightening.
Are they cannibalistic? Because they're not eating their own kind.
Well.
Oh, that's a good point. But they were at one point humans.
Chuds are cannibalistic. Humanoid underground dwellers.
They
were once humans.
What?
Were they?
But it's,
well, there's like all that toxic waste being
done. They're humanoid underground dwellers. These guys are cave-dwelling former humans. Yeah,
that's not what we're arguing right now. We're arguing if the Chuds were cannibals.
I feel like we should treat Paul like Donnie and...
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
You're out of your element. Fuck up. Shut up. Donnie, shut the fuck up. No, that's... I don't know... I also don't... They are creatures, but I just don't... I'm not feeling it.
I wanted to put it on my list, and I'm glad that that you said that, because it would be on my list. I think they are creatures.
They are creatures, but like I don't know.
Probably my favorite movie.
It's just
about
not campy enough for me.
Definitely the best movie about spelunking.
It's just too good. Again, I guess that's where it falls from.
Yeah, but that movie is it's terrifying.
I think I know what your favorite of all time is going to be.
What? I don't know what my favorite of all time is.
It's not Pumpkinhead?
Oh yeah, that's it.
All right, never mind. Everything. What the fuck?
Okay, so The Descent though is super good. We just did a thing on it on our Tumblr page with The Evil Dana where we talk about it. Man, fucking brutal movie. Absolutely. Brutal.
First of all, if getting stuck in a cave wasn't bad enough,
yeah,
you turn on your camcorder and there's one of those things just chilling between you guys, looking around like a big doofus. So scary.
It was a great movie.
Oh my god.
Mine favorite, Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, Pumpkinhead is I'm with you.
I think most people actually, we had a fan send us in at Hemingway MN. He said, my favorite creature feature growing up was Pumpkinhead. Pretty campy now, but a great way to kill a monster.
Pumpkinhead is one of like the gems in the horror genre.
It really is. And almost timeless because of the way they set it. It doesn't feel dated.
Like he says, it was kind of campy now, but it was kind of campy then too. And I think that's what made it so charming.
It was definitely a little more campy than I remembered it. Rewatching it yesterday. I haven't seen it in years and years and years. And I still love it though. It's amazing. The special effects for Pumpkinhead are fucking awesome. That might be like one of the best monsters.
Stan Winston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like people give Alien all this credit for the special effects, and rightfully so. Like, totally. But when Pumpkinhead is like standing and he's got his tail moving, like that shit was not easy in 88.
He's holding that dirt bike chain.
Dude.
That's my favorite part of Pumpkinhead.
No. The best part of Pumpkinhead is the kid getting run over. which I did not remember. I totally forgot about that.
But that's why Pumpkinhead comes.
I know.
Yeah, this is the whole premise. First thing that happens.
I just like I could not remember like any of the premise.
Lance Henriksen's face when like dude, Lance sells that role so good.
Lance Henriksen's body when he's just walking around shirtless with a flamethrower, like most farmers. He's like in the desert and he's got a flamethrower lighting shit on fire. Buddy, everything is dead. Just fucking cut it.
Dude, I think one of the kids, you know how like the neighbor had like 20 disgusting, dirty kids.
Oh my god!
I think one of them is somebody famous now.
Dirt children is right. Like my only note. Yeah, dirt people,
dirt people,
and child murder are my two notes.
Speaking of creature features, my cat is scratching at the door so hard right now.
Yeah, that cat is a creature. But yeah, no, Pumpkinhead is so fucking good. And the best scene is Pumpkinhead smashing that lady's face through the glass. First, he's holding it up to the glass, like smearing it on there.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, Pumpkinhead was just so fucking good. And like this guy said, like, spoiler alert, it's like awesome ending. It's a kind of a be careful what you wish for tale. Except they don't sugarcoat it at the end. A lot of those endings, you know, somehow the person makes it out okay, and they learn their lesson. In this case, he's like, you're going to have to kill me.
Yeah.
Kill me.
Yep.
Please. Because I'm part Pumpkinhead now. So good, though. So good, though. Absolutely awesome. I was so happy to watch
it. I wish they made a sequel.
I wish they made 4.
Blood Wings?
I wish they made a sequel.
Okay, all right.
Actually, is there 3 or 4?
It's 4.
There's 4.
Well,
Lance Henriksen comes back.
There's 4 altogether, but there's 3 sequels.
3 sequels. Yeah. And what's the 4th one? Is it like a reboot? I've never seen it. Or is the 4th one just a re-release?
I don't fucking know. I'll look it up.
I think the 4th one might be a re-release of the original, but they credit it as a separate movie. That's it. Joe, anything else on your list of favorites? Oh, fucking Basket Case we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
Feast.
Arachnophobia. What's wrong with that?
You know how he feels about spiders just being spiders.
Just spiders spidering.
Dude, I think that's a great creature feature.
You see how John Goodman is a fucking disgusting creature.
No,
John Goodman's one of my favorite actors.
I love him. I wish he was my dad. No, John Goodman's. I love my dad, but John Goodman and Roseanne was the best.
Two John Goodman flicks made my list, and that was Chud and.
Oh, I forgot he's in that.
Yeah, he's a cop.
Yeah.
And Arachnophobia. I had Feast. I had Pumpkinhead. I had Humanoids from the Deep, Roger Corman flick. Cloverfield.
I'm with you.
Pretty good modern day creature feature.
Yeah. There was so much anticipation for me. I was a little bit let down.
Listen, I love humongous fucking monsters. As a huge Godzilla fan.
I love The Mist. I just rewatched The Mist the other day.
It's really good.
What else did I have? I had that we didn't talk about. There's one more I saw. Where the fuck did I put? Oh, Troll Hunter.
That's good too.
Oh, that was a cool one. Yeah.
Troll Hunter is really good. Really good.
Yeah, as a huge fan of like the Godzilla flicks, I was super pumped for Cloverfield. And all I wanted was a furry monster. Bring back furry monsters. Is anyone with me?
No.
Why?
Like, what kind of furry monster are you referring to?
I don't know. Trolls are like kind of furry. That was great. No, you know what I mean? Like
grizzly?
No, every giant monster. Stop bringing up grizzly.
Grizzly. Furry.
No, every giant monster movie is just a slithery giant lizard.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, because the furry monsters are big pieces of shit.
No, no.
Like what, King Kong?
Would you be afraid of a fucking lion?
No.
If a lion was in here growling at you, you wouldn't be afraid of
him? Well, yeah.
You can make a furry thing pretty fucking scary. Okay. They have claws and teeth.
Yeah, but so do the slimy things. And they're bigger. You dig?
The slimy angle is played out and fucking weak. It appeals to dummies. You understand? It appeals to dummies. Because some people are like, oh, is this supposed to be scary? Oh, wait, it's all slimy and reptile-like.
I think I'm taking more of an issue with you saying, bring back the furry. Like it was there to begin with. Because the furry ones have sucked from the get-go.
I'll prove you wrong. Troll Hunter was furry. Furry monster.
Rats, they had hair.
God damn it. That's a wrap. Let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah. Great episode, guys. Now, if you really liked this, get ready for next week where we do the same fucking thing. Just about really bad movies. No, but seriously, I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks, Paul, for coming. Can't wait to talk to you.
Had a blast.
Can't wait to talk to you next week. It's going to be...
Thanks, bud.
Fireball. Note to self, Fireball.
You never hired me.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. As always, we want to thank Harley Poe for letting us use the song Gorehound off the album Pagan Holiday. Find him at harleypoe.com or facebook.com/harleypoe. Find us at ihatehorror.com, facebook.com/ihatehorror, and pretty much any other social media if you plug in I Hate Horror. What's your Twitter handle, Joe?
It's at jovi421.
I'm at I Hate Horror. I hate saying that. I'm at I Hate Horror Show.
They can figure it out.
It ain't hard.
You can't do everything for them.
You can't. I can't spell it all out for them. You guys are big people now. We expect you to take on some responsibilities.
Find out our fan base is like 6-year-olds. We lose everyone. We're just alienating you.
Imagine all the iTunes reviews. I'm 7, and I take exception to you calling me a fucking adult. My mom still pays for my lunch. I don't help around the house. I can barely lift anything. We are fucking off the rails. Thank you all for listening again. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Send me an email with your username if you do give us a review, and I'll send you out a sticker. It's awesome. It's NWA themed.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Who wouldn't like
that? I have to pay to give these things away. Yeah. So send us an email. That's it, guys. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.